let's resume a little bit what's going on. So you know that the link is here, okay, for now. Portal link, okay? You get it, right? Okay. Then I will make it officially. So, this will be the home of our workshop, okay? So all the relevant information are here, and we updated them real time. So it's kind of important to have this. Now, here, right now, what we have, it is this lesson zero, that is what we discussed before. You remember? You forgot. Already we've done a lot of things since the chord. We've done a lot of things, okay? But this is the chord, if you remember, and this is the diagrams about that. Now, all this, actually, it is interesting for us to pinpoint this thing that is written here. Now, this definition, it is a hybrid definition. Partial is mine. Okay, let me see. Partial is mine. Partial is coming by other authors. Partially as coming from dictionary. So, it's a definition that makes sense for us. The important thing with word is that we agree. Are all based on convention. Once we agree on what we mean, we are fine. Okay? So, you see, for us, this difference is very, very important. The difference between instrument and tool. One of the best person of information technology that I ever met is called Jérôme Lanier, and he's the creator of virtual environment, even the world of VR, it depends on him. And when he lectured, he really always starts from a musical instrument, and says, a musical instrument, how many layers of meaning, how much things we can get out of a musical instrument. And he used that to tell that just with all information technology, even himself, it is one of the maximum gurus, you know, he cannot even probably approach to the richness of a single musical instrument. I'm telling this because the instrument for us is a key word to understand. And then I said, an object device of mental construct for producing ideas, action, construction, and for materializing the spirit. So the concept of materializing the spirit is really important. And then when you think of a musical instrument, for those of you that play a musical instrument, they understand what I mean. Who plays any kind of musical instrument? Like a piano or a tambourine or violin? Yeah, okay. So you know what I mean, okay?
I believe most people play piano.
Okay, yes. So it's really a materialization of the spirit, right? And so for us, that idea of the instrument is very important. And because we are thinking of information technology computers with that attribute. And then we are building gradually with that. And the whole thing relating to the chord, that simple instrument, the relation with geometry was going with that. So for us, there is a big difference between instrument as a materialization of the spirit, as this mental mental construct or a device, but with that kind of relationship, and what is a simple tool. A simple tool is only an extension of your body capability. If I use a hammer, okay, that is an extension of my body capability. Another type of tool. But instrument is higher level. It's higher level. Of course, it's a tool, but it's more than a tool. So, this is what, in some way, is the intellectual lesson of what was done in the first part, was related to this concept, okay? Now let's go back here. I think
So here, as I told you, okay, as I told you, here you have, if you have curious and you want to see these things are all here, and this is, will be a very interesting exercise for those that have a real passion for this and have nothing to do tonight. This is ancient Italian. It's ancient Italian. So, and that will just tell, not only we arrived up to pentagon and hexagon, and I wrote up to hexagon and pentagon, right? I wrote here and then I put it here. But it's possible to arrive to the dodecagon, always using the same rules. And they are shown here and explained there. But that is, again, for really, who is really super alcoholic, who wants to go on that. So forget it. But anyway, it's possible to arrive up to the dodecagon using the same rules, okay? We arrive only to the pentagon, hexagon, but just, you know, like a joke. Okay. Anyway, now let's go back home and let's see what else is in here. Okay. So this is zero. Then, okay, this is the problem PDF. And then is where, okay, here you have the direct link to the lecture, okay? That we just said, okay? And here is what we are going to do now. And in terms of schedule, the schedule is here. We meet tomorrow, what time we said, at 4 o'clock? Okay, so it's correct. The schedule is correct.
Okay, it says 4 o'clock, right?
It's 3.
Three, well, we change it to 4, okay? It's intended that we see at 4. We see in the studio, on the ground level, and don't be shocked. Junhao and myself, we are going to circulate in the studio in the different groups, okay? Because you are going to work in team or groups, okay? And these are all decisions that are start to happen from now until tomorrow at 4. It's, you know, kind of important moment, you know, to start to organize things, okay? So, and you just create a list who is, who wants to speak with us first, second, third, so we know, you know, and we get through the all groups, okay? And we see all of you. And the day after, we will do a seminar all together. But tomorrow, we'll be discussing with individual groups, okay? What we're going to discuss. This is an interesting topic, right? Before that, just another little thing that you have to do. You have to send me, I will take care of this, an email. This is my email, so you know it for forever. Okay? This is my email. You can always write to me. Even I have students from the 80s that is writing to me. So you are, you know, free to continue the relationship with me. This is just a phase of acceleration of our relationship. Then, you know, we are still in contact, okay? So you can always ask me advice or whatever. I do that all the time with whoever I get into contact. So adding the email is very important. And at the same time, in the email, you have to write in the object of email this 2007 NCTU, so I'll recognize immediately the email. Okay, and as far as you get the website, all this information is already in the website, so you don't really necessarily, but if it is, it's simpler for you, but anyway, it's already there, okay? Then you put your last name, your first name, your email, although the email, try to send this from the email account that you use, so I will be, with the reply, I will be done, you understand what I'm saying, right? And then you put your mailing address that can be helpful in some circumstances. You put in your phone, your mobile phone. You never know, but in certain situations can be very helpful, you know. And then you write your major, either architecture one or digital architecture. We don't have any other.
You need to know your major is undergrad.
Well, it will be interesting also. Yes, undergraduate, and because I put it this because I heard that there was somebody that is not in architecture, that's why but it would be interesting. And then some of you will have a website or a blog, probably. We'll use it. And we'll use that in order to post things. So if you have that, put it. Okay? So this will be, has to be done probably during the night. It doesn't take more than 5 minutes to do it. It's very important. It's very, very important because tomorrow morning sometime during tomorrow, I will collect all these things and making a list. Okay, so I can address email to all of you simultaneously and the same can do you. But I will do it. Okay? So do that. Now, we finish with that and let's start to discuss the matter. The matter is the crisis, so all this thing, it is done to really put you in a kind of unsecure ground here, okay? At the beginning, I mean, you've been exposed, to a lot of issues in very little time. And we have to act fast in order to get the maximum results out of this. So, what's going to happen is the following. Let's arrive from the end. What is happening tomorrow at 4? Where myself and Yuhao will come to your desk. We will sit in front of a group. The group will be formed ideally by 3 persons, but for certain reason can arrive up to 5, or for certain other reason can be stretched to 1. It's a group of 1. This is not ideal. The ideal is to really work in team of around 3. That is the idea. There are many reasons because of that. The major one is that having little time and we have to have quite enough force in order to move things around. So it would be better to have in team. The other reason is being you 20 will be easier to handle 6 or 7 important reviews than 20. Because basically the time will be the same, it just will be scratched. So that is the other reason. And so I think, and then it's extremely interesting, again, the group itself, the team itself is a little crisis, but if things work nice, it becomes very interesting, very dynamic. Okay, so Yuhao and myself, we sit in front of this group. What this group will tell us? This is what it's going to tell. The group that is formed will find at least 3 situations of crisis, of problems around them in their own experience, either as a citizen of Taipei or as students of this campus or of inhabitants or whatever. You don't have to imagine, you don't have to think from the results to the crisis by the opposite. You have to start to address the crisis first. You have to conceptualize what is a problem that you feel that is interesting in some way. And that is interesting for you to address. That thing can be related to your personal experience. Oh my God, crossing that street is really, really tough. Or I get all polluted in this situation. Or my little brother doesn't see. Or other things. Or there are problems related to health, to earthquake, to traffic, to whatever. But it's important, very important, to try to use your imagination for some problem that is really critical. So you kind of do some brainstorming with yourself and within the group. This, at the beginning, is really frightening. It's really, oh my God, how am I going to make this? But when you start and then you finally find some hypotheses, and then we agree on some hypotheses. It's very, very interesting. So don't be afraid, but try to do it. And why there are 3, at least 3, this is very important. Because imagine that you are alone in the group. For some reason you want to be alone, okay? It is much simpler to think of more than one thing and say, okay, let's put on the ground three different hypotheses. So I'm not so scared. Can be very stupid, but it's a matter of this discussion among Nino and Yunhao. So just put it down, okay, and then we start to discuss. And then if you are in a group, that is even easier, because in the group, everybody can collaborate in three different hypotheses. You are not in competition immediately, you know? They are coming up, this idea. They are coming up. So the group must meet together and start to discuss and start to isolate three possible, at least three, okay? Then you have, once these things are coming up, these three different hypotheses of critical situation that you want to address, then it happens, the second stage, you must give, not a presentation, but either showing us a sketch or a picture or something that we can envision and we can talk, okay? Probably the word that itself will not be alone. If you have, you know, some pictures, some plan or some sketches, will be simpler, okay? So what's happening is that from now to 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, yourself and the group will work on this. Just on this. Then we keep in a meeting, okay, the team and the two of us, and all together we decided which one is the hypothesis that has more potential, okay? And then we start to shape it, okay? We help you on shaping it, we give you advice, you show other possibilities, and we start building it. And basically the whole idea is that we are going to have moments in which we will talk individually in the team and moments that are in seminars. So, today is Wednesday. Thursday, tomorrow we will talk in teams, and Friday again we will see all together in a seminar. So we share information. And what will be the end of all this? Well, at the end, on Monday, you will have basically a concept design pretty developed and some hypotheses in how to solve it. And in the process, we will put information technology into it, and then you will discover how important it will become. But we have to find the critical situation first, and you are the engine to find it. And so we will end 7 or 8 very different situations, all related to your experience in one way or the other, and it will be very interesting, you know. This is how we work.
Yes，好，让所有事情再更清楚一点点。我不重复那个刚刚刚刚那个刚刚讲过的很多的内容，但是我把其中几个再强调。第一个是今天晚上要做的，今天就是到你们这个专属的这个网页看一下，有哪些资料是没有给你们，这些意见是没有给过的。那第二件事就是我们明天我们要 group meeting。 以组的方分组方式在做工作。